It seems like it was probably about 20 years ago that we heard that Allen was going to put together this fabulous $91 million convention center and a hotel, big Marriott Delta hotel. And finally, we are just, you know, a month or two away from actually seeing the product. This is a joint development between the city of Allen and also Alterra Development. Mike Kennedy's principal with Alterra. He's been overseeing this and joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Hey, thanks for having me, David.
So, you know, many elephants have given birth during the period that you guys have been working on this up there. But it's a big commitment. Tell me about it.
Well, the city, you know, has owned that parcel of land for 20 years and has had earmarked.
Now, it fixed it in our mind. So it's
Bethany
Central Expressway. Okay.
That's right. The northwest corner of Bethany and 75 across from Waters Creek, the district there. And the city had always had their eye on that land as something special and waited for the right market moment. The right market moment, we thought, was about 3 years ago, but it took about 3 years to really line up the capital structure, the right brand and Marriott branding, and get the visibility on Allen and on North Dallas area from the capital markets that this was a place to finance this kind of project.
But this is interesting. I mean, I know there's precedent for this, but to build all this at once, so as I see, they're office buildings, so it's an office park, and you want to lure, I don't know, GE to relocate there. Well, maybe not GE, but somebody to relocate there. And then there's a convention center with a nice hotel next to it. But then also you're going after the sort of leisure business, I guess, too, with swimming pools. How do you serve all masters like?
Well, it's a really unique concept. It was originally designed to attract businesses to the city of Allen, and it served that purpose. When we announced our hotel, our friends with Kaizen Development were able to kick off a new corporate facility for NetScout and a spec office building across the street, which has great companies like Boss Fight in it. So the mission was to attract corporate relocations and business to Allen by having a great full-service hotel, branded restaurant, which is going to be our Stephen Piles Stampede 66 restaurant, then meeting and convention space. Beyond that, it's about driving revenue for the city, bringing in visitors, bringing in conventions, trade shows, and technology companies to really bring a new level of activity and visibility for the city of Allen.
So it is. So then there's three of you that are this combination that's putting this thing together. You've got Marriott. It's just their brand on the hotel, but they're going to operate the hotel. But then there's Benchmark, which is this global hospitality company. I gather they're involved. And then, of course, you guys are. And then you've got dual ownership. There's a big flow chart there someplace.
Well, just to simplify that flow chart, Marriott is a great brand. They're a branding, Benchmark Hospitality is my operator and manager in sales. And they're based in Houston. They also operate the Deloitte University facility out in Westlake. So they're worldwide and know how to operate hotel, office, and convention centers and book them efficiently. Alterra is the developer and owner of the whole facility. And
is that right? The owner of the whole facility?
Correct.
So the city has no equity position in this at all?
The city is not an equity position, but they are a contributor. They gave us attractive incentives to get the convention center, the portion of the project completed, and they've been tremendous partners all the way through the Allen Economic Development Corporation, the city itself, and the CDC, Community Development Corporation.
So mid-January, when you open the hotel and the convention center, that's not the end, is it? I mean, it sounds like more like the beginning.
Oh, absolutely.
You envision a lot of office buildings and other things?
Well, we're hopefully envisioning booking a lot of business in that hotel and convention center.
Right.
We're working hard and having great success with that, but you know, we're out talking to existing businesses in Allen that are expanding and that we want to bring in to use our facility. And we're seeing the city of Allen and Allen Economic Development Corporation, Dan Bowman, who runs that, out using Waters Creek and this hotel convention center facility to attract new companies to Allen. And Allen used to be kind of on the outskirts. And now it's almost like the University Park of North Dallas. It's hemmed in by Plano and Frisco and McKinney, and here's this jewel that is a pretty good access from the airport.
You know, and it just keeps popping up. We did KRLD went live, you know, a couple of months ago, I guess, from Waters Creek, and did a full day. Then Dan Bowman was on the show. And then we had the folks from WatchGuard Video, which is this giant, you know, that's based out there. It really is. It seems like maybe it was a good thing this thing took 3 years, because it seems like everything is just is coming together all at once.
Well, it's been a long time coming. You know, many years ago when I had my architectural practice, we did a office building, a full-serve four-star office building there on the parcel that was the only thing there for years. And it just, the market took time to mature, and the capital markets really started recognizing Allen, Frisco, Plano, when Toyota, Liberty Mutual, State Farm, when these big companies started coming.
Moving north, yeah.
We were able to attract a great lender in IBC Bank to come in and be the debt on this project. And after that, things really took off.
So I gather for Altura, this is the major focus right now. But I know you guys operate in, you know, through the South and Austin and other places. So what's your sense of what's going on right now? We keep getting this anecdotal information that things are slowing down. I think Steve Brown of the Morning News had an article recently that commercial construction was at a real low point right now in this area, and the housing starts are down. Is there a slowdown going on?
Well, definitely housing starts are down because there was a bit of an overreach on single family home construction, but generally, you know, we're busy because we're out locating our opportunities and making them happen. We have two retail-anchored, grocery-anchored developments in Alabama that are public-private partnerships, another development that we're doing here locally in Dallas on Harry Hines Boulevard. And I'm out talking to cities around the country right now looking for public-private partnership opportunities like we're doing in Allen, where there may be an interest in getting something done and some capital or way of supporting it, and how we can come in make that happen. Generally, we're seeing a little bit of reluctance from the banks to just step out and lend, and I think that's a good thing, because there's an awful lot of product of all types that has been put on the ground.
Well, I look forward to going out there and taking a look at this convention center and hotel I've been hearing about for so long, and also to get my first look at a Marriott Delta Hotel. Now, you understand this is an American Airlines in Southwest City. Not a Delta city, typically.
Well, Delta was a Canadian brand that Marriott bought about 3 years ago. They have some tremendous properties in Canada. It's a big rollout in the U.S. The point of the Delta brand is it's really simple elegance. It's the, you know, the slogan is the bare maximum. We've got tremendous Wi-Fi, water,
which
free
is
on
free.
Every floor, free Wi-Fi, what the millennials want, and The whole facility is loaded with technology for all different types of users, but most importantly, it's very easily walkable. Everything circulates around a central courtyard with a pool. The 1,000-car garage is steps away from the ballroom, and you don't have to schlep your bags across, you know, two city blocks from your hotel to your event. So we've tried to create the easy-to-use facility with great things across the road. You can walk right over to Waters Creek and have a great dinner and shop, and we're getting a great response.
Sounds good to me. And if you've got free Wi-Fi, I'll be a fan. It's, for the life of me, I've never realized why Motel 6 has free Wi-Fi and the Waldorf Astoria charges you $30 a day. It's not fair. It's not fair. Mike Kennedy is principal of the Altura Development, and you can go up to Allen and see him. Good to have you with us.
Hey, thank you, David. Thanks for having me.
I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.